How can we help anyone if we are not helping ourselves first? We've all heard this before, but what does this actually mean, and how do we put it into practice? The inner workings of a healthy helper. Hi, I'm Dr. Gia Edwards, PsyD, behaviorist, pastor, performer, spirit, soul, mind, and body energy worker, and it goes on and on. But today, I am here to help you be a healthy helper. Okay, so spirit, soul, mind, and body health keep the caregiver from running into the weeds. It's like they say when you're flying, in the event of an emergency, apply your own mask first, then help others around you. It's quite a simple practice, so why, oh why, do we not implement it in our lives? Well, I have a theory. When we are caregiving, we are getting a payoff of some sort, some kind. If it's just knowing that we are doing the correct thing for those we are caring for. But with that comes being needed. I said needed. Yes, I said needed. N-E-E-D-E-D. Being needed is seductive. It's alluring. It feels great to know you are valuable. But it can be just a step, just a smidgen away from being a martyr. It's subtle. But in my line of work, I have seen it over and over and over again. And I want to even put another over in there. And I perhaps have even participated in the behavior myself once or twice. All right, yes, I'm a recovering overdoer, aka martyr. Here are some solutions to help us not become a martyr. 1, realize that there are resources out there, and these resources will help you, will help by giving you a break from your loved one or family friend. The key is to persevere. The key is perseverance. Just get her done. Find the resources and don't take no for an answer. In a healthy, nice way, of course. Find the resources, be diligent, and be persistent. Okay, 2, remembering that there are other people that can help. It's coupled with 1. Even though you might have a great rapport with your loved one or family friend, it's always healthy to open up safe, healthy support systems. I'm going to say it again. It's always healthy to open up a safe, healthy support system. 3, remembering your loved one, friend, might need a break from you as much as you need a break from them. I don't think we think about that sometimes, but they might need a break, space from you. And when you get back together, when you come back together after a couple of hours, it'll be even better because both of you would have been able to be mindful and breathe and staying in that moment rather than too much togetherness. 4, understand you can't give what you don't have. And if you're not living a life of healthy self-care, how are you going to model this for your family or family friend, the person that you're caring for? Now, something that I major in my teaching is mindfulness, staying in the moment, not being in the future, because in the future there's anxiety because we just don't know what's going to happen. And if we go in the past, there's a woulda, shoulda, couldas and regrets. Just staying mindful in this moment. And if we are staying mindful in the moment that we're in, and we're being healthy, having good self-care, then we are going to be the best healthy helper. try saying that real fast. We will be the best healthy helper that ever existed. Now, this is just the beginning. I'm going to be doing a 4-part series on being a healthy helper. It's the inner workings. It's the details that nobody else sees, that when you're in your house by yourself or in your apartment by yourself and you're doing this amazing holy work, there are things that are stressful. And we are going to be talking about those things now. I would love for you to listen to this over and over, and I would love for you to get a journal or a notebook, whatever it is, and write down some of the things that you're dealing with, some of the questions. And I'm going to get with the wonderful Jennifer Allen, who is the founder of Asperger's 101. And we're going to set up something so that you can send me questions or things that you're concerned about, and I will address them in the blogs to come. I'm so grateful to be able to do this work. I'm so grateful to Jennifer Allen. And this is Dr. Gia Edwards. And this is the inner workings of a healthy helper.